just a good old boy.
Obama's gonna put you in jail.
Never meaning no harm.
You guys are all gonna go to jail.
Be tall, you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I'm coming day and night.
Times a week,
get together, everybody party and have a good time.
But we tortured some folks.
Hitler had plans.
See through all of your lies, Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil!
Don't bitch kick him!
Football pussies.
Go ask you.
Holy shit, man! That's the other building! That's terrorist!
Other building?
That's terrorist, bro! That's fucking terrorist!
Hello, my little trolls, my little sock puppets.
You're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the terror mats and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio. This is Hate Sec. It's pretty early in the morning, and I do not expect Wild Bill Kilgore to answer the phone and talk about weird internet shit with me this early in the morning. So I'm doing it. The reason I'm doing it this early in the morning is because I'm not even 2 hours into my day, and I've already fucked up. I already cost myself a lot of money, and I'm in the wrong part of a state that I didn't even want to be in the first place. So, we're doing a podcast to let the hate out. Oh, God. Let the hate out, as it were. And, you know, I get in a shitty mood like this, and I want to hate myself, and I want to beat myself up and give up, and just, I almost quit my job today. Well, one of my jobs, anyway. And I said to myself, no, you know what? We're just gonna plow through this. We're just gonna keep making money, and who gives a fuck that we just wasted half a tank of gas and 3 hours of my time, right? So I said, fuck it. We'll do it live. So that being said, old Hate Sec has had himself quite a life for the last 6 months, all right? I was living high on the hog, you might say, and a lot of nasty realities came crashing down on Wild James Hate Sec, and it's not what you're thinking. I know that a few of you are listening to this, and you're waiting for that moment where your hard work paid off. And you think you finally took out my knees, but I'll tell you, I might be a miserable, unhappy piece of shit, all right? And that's not going to change in the near future, but at the same time, I couldn't be happier, okay? Because things are going my way. Let's just put it that way. I got some I got some really good and interesting things coming down the pipeline, and my life is going really well, and I think your life is going to go about as well as you're willing to make it. If you want to sit around and complain about how miserable you are and unhappy you are and that things that your life is going nowhere, look, that's on you, okay? Because every minute you're not doing the thing that it is that you want to do is just you. That's on you. You're fucking your own life up, okay? You can look around and you can blame society and you can blame the patriarchy and you can blame the fact that you weren't raised properly. And that might be true. A lot of that, there could be some merit to any one of those arguments. But if you can't overcome, then I still think, I want to say that's on you, okay? But who am I? I'm a young, privileged white man baby. I'm a PWMB. So I really don't have any room to talk here. Let's just let's get on with it. Last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, Pokemon Go really, really blew up. Okay, now the company that made this game, Ingress, went on to make Pokemon Go, and it uses a lot of the same mechanics, and it's obviously built on the same platform. Ingress was like where you would walk around town and take control of these points of interest. Okay, I can imagine that in a city like Richmond, Virginia, the gigantic General Lee Monument on Monument Avenue was probably a point of interest that could be taken over, okay? But in a small town like, oh, let's just say Dillsboro, North Carolina, I was driving through there and I was curious, what's the point of interest here? And it was in somebody's yard, a little statue of a duck. Okay, it's not public land, anything like that. Somebody has control of a picture of a statue of a duck, okay? And that's what Ingress was. And so that company went on to make Pokemon Go. But Ingress was different. It was sort of niche. It had a smaller audience. It was sort of a science fiction-based platform. Whereas Pokemon Go is, I mean, I don't have to explain to you what Pokemon is. Okay, and yet I was never like a Pokemon fan. Even I was probably about 12 or 13 when the Pokemon Game Boy games were starting to get big. You know, kids on the recess yard when I was about 9 were trading Pokemon cards. And here was my problem with Pokemon as a game, okay? Because I knew that the cards were collectible, but I resented that the game itself, nobody was playing the game. So that told me right there that it was no Magic the Gathering, right? That it was just some bullshit about gotta buy them all. So I was never interested in the game or anything like that. And yet Pokemon Go, which I gotta say is not a great game, but I see the allure in it. I see the fun in it because it puts you out in the world and, you know, you collect your little Pokemons and your thing or whatever, and I want to play it, but there's something in me that just simply will not allow me to walk down the block holding my phone up in front of my face like I'm taking a picture of the Eiffel Tower. I just can't. There's just something that is in the back of my mind is saying, like, what, you're going to walk down the block right now? Really? You're just going to walk down the block to that Pokestop and get some fucking, what, a potion and some balls or something? You know, there's shit that needs to be done, all right? You're supposed to be editing Billy's story. You're supposed to be fucking writing your own stories. You got some other material you need to be coming up with. You could be doing work right now that pays the fucking bills. What are you doing walking down the street looking at your fucking Pokemons? Huh? And I just can't give myself a good answer, all right? And this is, I don't know if this is from being raised to think that, like, video games are the mark of indolence or whatever, but there's just something in my brain that says, like, look, just be a fucking adult, all right? Like, you don't need to be looking at your fucking Pokemons, okay? When you're behind on paying the rent at chronicle.su. So, what do? When I'm at work, I turn on the little Pokemon app and I see if there's a duck or something around me or a rat. And I flick at the rat. I don't let anybody see me flicking at the rat. Flicking my bean on the phone. It's just, you know what? And even then, I'm like, I might as well be sending a tweet that says my asshole itches. So I don't. Just be a fucking adult. You know, it's for the kids, right? It's not for us. It's for the kids. But anyway, last week, or 2 weeks ago, the Pokemon bug was like everybody had that itch. So I'm sitting around in my hometown, not where I live, but my hometown where my family lives, and I'm just kind of, you know, I just lost someone who's really important to me, and she's in fucking God knows where, living the dream, right? And I'm still rotting in the Appalachian Mountains. I'm not in New York yet. My money's not exactly where I wanted it to be yet. So I'm sitting around. I don't even have it within me to, like, write a cynical news article. So I say, fuck it. You know what? I got to get out of here. I got to get out of my fucking... I was visiting my dad. I got to get out of my dad's house. And just go somewhere where I feel like an individual again. What the fuck was that that just fell? And, it's my notebook. Okay. I drive around with that in my lap all the time, because you never know when an idea might come to you that you can write into a book and never look at again. So I was sitting downtown in this small town where all the Pokestops congregate, apparently, and I'm looking around, and I see people walking around, and they've got their phones up in front of their faces, and everybody's playing Pokemon Go, and I'm just sitting here looking at all the beautiful young hot women who won't even look away from their smartphone to see me sitting there on the bench, and I think, why can't I just approach that girl? What the fuck is wrong with me? Oh yeah, she's playing Pokemon Go, and I'm instantly turned off. It's like I always wanted a gamer girl with the colored hair and the fucking, you know, she just wants to sit around playing video games and let me fuck her. But then I look at these girls and I think, like, there's just I don't think there's anything else to her, you know. And so I don't pursue it. I got this bottomless sex drive right now. I mean, I would. All right, well, anyway, so I'm just sitting here, and I'm feeling sorry for myself on the bench. I'm not getting any work done. People on Twitter are, like, arguing, still, like, trying to shit on Bernie Sanders. He already lost the fucking race, all right? Why is everybody still shitting on the guy? And then Cornel West comes, and he's, like, hanging out with what's that Green Party's name, Jill Stein, and throwing his support behind her, and then you see all these creeps come out, and they're like, dude, they're not threatening anything, all right? He's just a nice old guy, like, talking about, you know, God's love and shit. And Jill Stein is like, hey, could we not pollute a river? Could we at least just talk about not polluting the rivers? And everybody's like, ah, these fucking animals, you know? So, and I'm watching that go down my Twitter feed, and it's just getting worse and worse. My day's not getting any better, even though I pulled myself out. I've got a little vitamin D from that life-giving star, and yet I feel miserable. So, sun starts to go down, and the Pokemon players are still just, like, all around me. You know, and the thing is it's not just kids, man. I see, like, fat 40-year-old couples out here catching Pokemon, and that right there is, like, also killing my ambition or desire to play the game. And I love video games. I always want to try out the new games and stuff, but, like, seeing these sad fucking people walk around with their phones up in the air, and it's like, yeah, you're not looking down at your phone anymore, you're looking up at it, but you're not any happier, are you? You're not any more fulfilled, are you? That device is still not enhancing your life, is it? It's not making the pain of loneliness and the fact that we're all going to die alone any more palatable, is it? It's not getting better, okay? And I'm looking at my phone and the Twitter, and it's not getting better. So I think, all right, you know what? Today's the day. I'm gonna put myself out there. I'm gonna go and sit at the brewery and be quiet and have a beer, and fucking hopefully somebody will notice I'm a human being. Okay. So I go to this brewery. It's a really good brewery. I mean, the beer is whatever. It's good, I guess. But it's like any other fucking brewery. They've all got their IPA. Oh, it's super hoppy. Yeah, that's great. It fucking tastes like the other IPA I had, and the one before that, and the one before that. What else do you have for me? So I'm sitting there drinking my glass of hops, and I'm just staring into my drink, and there's this couple to the right of me, right? All right, and I had noticed this waitress. I've been there one time before, and then I come back, and the same waitress is there, and she's blonde. She looks kind of like Laura Dern from Jurassic Park, and she's not just like pretty and homely, like a blonde girl. She's cool. Like, she's got a denim vest on, and it's got patches and shit, and it's like patches for the brewery where she works, and like, you know, maybe a band or something. And so this girl, and she's not looking at anybody. She's just there to do her job, right? Like, she's the prettiest girl in town, obviously the coolest girl in town, but she's just there to do her job. And you know, the reason she's not looking at anybody is because 10 and 15 times a day she's got to deflect advances and be, and you know, people are, this is the kind of place where like everybody's looking at everybody's butts and stuff. It's a gross scene, right? So this girl is not looking at anybody and paying attention to anybody, and that makes me even more interested in her because she is somewhere else. She's not one of these just a living for the minute kind of girls. Like, this person is somewhere else. Okay, she's not skiing on her boots on the Chattahoochee waiting for some dude to pick her up in his 4x4. She is in her happy place. And what do I want to do as a guy? I want to penetrate that happy place and fucking shatter her peace and love her to death, right? Isn't that what love is all about? It's just killing the other person's peace. Everything was going fine, and then you came along, and oh my God, I'm in love, and I'm head over heels, and now I'm in pain, and love just jerked me around like a junkyard dog and left me miserable and even like more alone than I felt before I ever felt love. That's what I want to do to this girl, right? Just the worst fucking, like, why do we love each other? It's the worst, man. It's the worst fucking thing you can do. So I'm sitting here thinking these horrible thoughts, like, yeah, I'm not even gonna bother her. She's busy, you know. She's beautiful and she's busy. She's just here to do her job. You don't hit on people when they're at work. They're there to get a paycheck, not find a date, right? And I'm thinking, and I'm just staring into my beer. And there's this couple to the right of me. All right, and I get this vibe, like, because I sat kind of near them. There's one bar stool between me and the dude and the dude's girlfriend to his right. And And he kind of nods to me when I first sit down. He says, hey, what's up? And I say, yeah, what's up? And I don't want to be bothered. Okay, I'm miserable. I'm still thinking about people that hate Cornel West who never even listened to his shit. And I'm thinking of, like, all the things I hate about myself. And I'm thinking about, like, how I hate that there's this beautiful girl in front of me and that there's, like, every reason not to talk to her. And everybody outside is still walking around on their fucking pokey phones, registering a rat-a-tat in their fucking Pokédex instead of, you know, enriching their lives as a fucking person. And I want to do the same thing, but I'm too much of a fucking, I'm too self-conscious to lift my phone up. And this guy, I'm thinking, just please don't fucking talk to me. And finally, he breaks the wall. He says, So you come here, is this your first time here? I don't usually see you here. And right away I pick up that they're regulars. And something happens between me and this guy where it's like, okay, we've acknowledged each other's existence. I got to take the next step because now it's just going to be weird. So I'm like, how you doing? You know, how you doing? What's going on here? And he introduces me to his girlfriend. I mean, she's beautiful, and this guy's really cool. And right away, I pick up that they're, like, comfortable in their skin, and that they've been together for a long time, and they're, like, a cute, functional couple. All right, so suddenly, I'm not so... My walls are down, and I start talking to this guy. And I pick up that he's intelligent, and he picks up that I'm sort of, like, down and depressed. And so we start talking about literature and philosophy, and I judge this guy on his looks. I gotta say, you know, the fucking goatee and all the tattoos and stuff, and I just thought, this is another shit kicker, right? But these are two people that found their peace in this little town, and they're not a part of the culture in the town, and we both agree that this is a nice brewery that does not feel like the way that the rest of this little town feels, that we're comfortable here because we're here and we're not out there with our Pokédex. So, there's all this common ground between us, right? And I can tell that they're regulars because people are coming up to them and like, hey man, it's so good to see you guys, and you guys just make this place feel good. I mean, these people do put off a really positive vibe, and suddenly I felt like I was around my people. I was like, okay, you know, I came to the right place at the right time tonight. And so my walls are down. Okay. Like, Gilmore would have us believe, or who's the guy that fucking wrote The Wall? It's not David Gilmore, is it? It's the other guy in Pink Floyd. I can't think of his fucking name right now. Is it, okay, it's David Gilmore, and then, but it, like, he's not the, he doesn't really run the show, it's this other guy who, like, you know, really holds on to the Syd Barrett image. What is his fucking name? Roger Waters. Okay? Roger Waters would have us believe that this wall is up and it's like all we can do to break it down, you know, do a hit of acid and fucking shoot up some smack and just, you know, maybe you can see through the wall for a minute, but it's not that way. My walls are down and I'm talking to this guy. And I see the waitress again. Okay? And I say, hey, you guys are, I get the feeling you guys are here quite a bit. And I just happen to notice this waitress. I've only been here twice, and both times I noticed this waitress. You guys know anything about her? Like, do you know if she's seen anybody, or what's her deal? She seems pretty cool. And they say, like, yeah, she does seem really cool, and she's really nice, and she's really sweet, but, you know, we really don't know anything about her. And the guy picks up that I'm, like, that I'm simultaneously depressed and interested. I mean, he was a perceptive dude, and he was a really cool guy. And he said, look, man, I know what you're thinking, and you just gotta go for it, man. You just gotta fucking go for it. And he even, like, it's like we're in driver's ed, and he wants to take me to the front of the room, and he gives me a scenario. So here's what you do, he says. And he was totally right. I mean, his advice was really good. He said, like, not while she's in front of the bar. Don't talk to her when she's in front of the bar. See how she's coming and going and doing all these tables? She's got all these tables behind us, and look, she's walking right by us, like, time after time after time. They said, don't wait. So they said, don't let her, like, get to a table. Wait for her to be done at the table, and as she's walking by you, and her mind is clear, and she's just on her way to the next thing, he says, that's when you grab her and say, hey. And he's like, and give her your, give her, and he says, like, just say, like, you know, and he was asking me all these things about me. He's like, what are your strengths? You know, like, you seem like a smart guy. What do you got going for you? And I'm like, I don't know. He says, what can you do? And I said, I don't know. I can play bass guitar. I said, how do I work that into a conversation? Hey, I'm a bassist in town, and I happen to notice you, and it's not going to work. I said, that sounds like a pitch. I don't know what, like, and I said, look, I can't do it while you guys are watching. I said, and he said, no, I totally get it, man. We're about to leave. And he's like, when we leave, you know, get another beer, but not a third beer, and wait till we leave, and you're by yourself, and you've got that girl, right? And then, so fast forward, and they finally leave, and I've got my second beer, and I'm taking my sweet time drinking this second beer, and I'm just staring into my beer. Now I'm nervous, and my heart is pounding, and there's, like, so much at stake, right? I've already imagined, like, how our lives are going to be, and you never want to do that when you're about to ask a lady out. But anyway, the place is starting to clear out, and I'm thinking, like, oh, fuck, they're about to close up, and I haven't even asked, and, like, I gotta, like, get through my beer and stuff, and I'm about three quarters through my beer, and I keep, like, glancing at her, but I'm trying not to let anybody see that I'm, like, glancing at her, so it's, like, I'm being real, real slick about it, and I'm, like, kind of studying her habits and stuff, but not in a creepy way, not in a way that I'm, like, okay, when is she gonna be, like, alone at her car looking for her keys, and I can be underneath it, but just, like, I'm waiting for my opportunity to catch her, like, simultaneously when nobody's gonna watch me bomb, and, like, when is it gonna be a good time and I'm not gonna bother her either, right? And finally, she gets around to her little waitress station, which is just 6 feet away from where I'm sitting, and it's in a little corner, and she's all by herself, and she's, like, pouring tea for somebody, and I go up to her, and as I'm walking, like, this is my moment, you know, and I say, okay, it's gotta be now or never. I mean, this is it, this is my fucking moment. So I don't stand up from the stool, I don't walk over to her, okay, I don't do those things. I'm literally watching in horror as my feet. I'm on my legs, okay, but I'm not doing it. My legs are walking towards her. I'm being driven, not by any intellectual pursuit. I'm not doing any. This is millions of years of genetic programming and evolution and thousands, literally thousands of generations of people fucking to get me here, that is carrying me on my own 2 feet towards this woman, and I'm just watching it happen. I have no control over this. I'm just, you know, my feet are taking me here, but I really don't want to go here. And then I get to her. Holy fuck, that dog is just walking down the interstate. Like, he's got somewhere to be. Jesus. All right, anyway. Man, somebody's going to hit that fucking dog, man. All right, anyway. It's like he's already dead, and he's just walking around to tell about it. Jesco White. Okay, so let's get through this fucking story. So I'm walking towards her completely against my will, okay? And I'm in survival mode. I've got to make it as cool, but as amicable, and I don't... So I see... And I walk up to her, and my timing is kind of fucked because she's got these two jugs of tea in her hand, and she's turned around, and I catch her, and I'm like, ah, crap, you know, I'm sorry, I see you're busy right now. But, and I said, it didn't sound like a pitch. It was more like I've only been here a couple times, but I saw you before, and I saw you again, and like, geez, I was just wondering if you want to, you know, sometime when you're not working, maybe we could go and get a cup of coffee or something. And right away she picks up what I'm doing, and for the first time all day, like, she let her defenses down, and she cracks a smile, and she's like, oh my God, like, you are really, really sweet, but look, I'm married. This is really nice of you, though. Like, nobody's ever just asked me like that, like the way you just asked me, like I'm a person. That's really sweet of you, but I'm sorry, I'm married. And I was like, oh fuck. But she was so cool about it. It's a funny story, because I worked myself up so much to where, like, I was about to have a fucking heart attack, and I wasn't even gonna be able to finish my beer. And and she's married. What an episode, man. Like, my body after that is like, what the fuck? We just did all that, and for what? Okay, so, but the moral of the story is like, it wasn't bad, okay? It was the best rejection I've ever felt. I felt good for all these reasons. Like, if I had left and not asked, I would have felt like such an asshole. But I felt like an asshole anyway, because she's at work. But it was good because of the way she received it. She was, like, so nice and empathetic, and she, you know, she let me down as easy as a lady could let a guy down. So, but I mean, fuck, man. What are you gonna do? You know, it's just a distraction anyway, right? We're all hurtling towards death in the end, and we face it alone. Even if somebody's at your deathbed, they're not dying with you, all right? You're gonna die, they're gonna go to your fucking funeral or whatever, but they're still gonna put a Hot Pocket in the microwave and watch The Price is Right, aren't they? You know, the world doesn't stop because you die. We're all gonna die alone. And unhappy, possibly miserable and bitter, but at least I tried. I'm not going to be on my deathbed saying, what if I just asked, you know, what if I went to New York? What if I tried to follow my dreams instead of bouncing around all these fucking shitty jobs that I hate? So I'm not dying that way. I'm not going out like that, but it's just a distraction anyway, right? From that cold, hard reality that. So, Pokemon Go. I think it's not for me. Okay, I'll distract myself by some other means, thank you. But I mean, dating is fucking hard, man. Dating is the worst thing in the world. Like, I do not want to date anymore. And here's the thing, I don't think I'm going to. Okay, because it's not going that well. Okay, I don't like to look at a girl and she's so hot that it makes me mad. That's not fun either, okay? That's sexual frustration right there, okay? That's the feeling that created the Rolling Stones, all right? That's the feeling that produced Let It Bleed, all right? That's not a fun feeling, okay? But I feel it. I see a girl. I've never felt more like a shit-chucking ape than the other day when I saw this girl, and she was so fucking hot. And this was not a time I could approach a girl, all right? I think I was at work or something, all right? I was in a suit and tie, and I'm supposed to be representing all these corporations and shit. And I see this, you know, I'm not in that mindset of like, hey, I'm a fun liberal dude who is learning keyboards and likes to write jokes on the internet. No, I'm fucking Wall Street right now. I'm pretending to be the 1%. I can't approach this girl. And I just wanted to shit into my hand and throw it against the fucking wall and throw my feces and everything. And I was like, I want the pretty girl, you know? And it's no way to be. It's no mindset to approach a lady. So I had to let that one go. And what do you do? What do you do when you gotta let that one go? You down... Oh, shit! That guy just ran over one of those pieces of rubber that, like, flies off of a tire. That's, like, the retread that flies off of trucks. I know way too much about the road. But it's fun to see people fuck up on the road and hit stuff they're not supposed to hit. And the guy now, he's going real slow. He's in the right lane. He's like, oh, let's try to assess the damage here. Why is the wheel making that sound after I hit that piece of rubber? Oh, it's no way to approach a lady with that shit-chucking hostility in your voice. The bitterness of a thousand rejections before her is programmed into your tone of voice as you go up to her. And you're like, hey, what's your fucking problem, huh? What's your problem with me? Never goes over that well. What? I'm not fuckable? You know, you don't want to approach a lady with that, with that experience in mind. Okay, so what do? We get on the Tinder, or if you want the girls who are too poor for smartphones, who might be a little bit easier of a catch, you go for OkCupid. You can only access that from the desktop. I mean, it's got an app too, but you could also access it from the desktop, unlike Tinder. And there's this one Bumble, which I get, I think it's a cool premise. A lot of people were complaining that they're not getting dates on that Bumble app. And like the other people that rate it 5 stars instead of 1 star because they're not getting a date. They get a good date, so they give it a 5 star. They're like, hey, sorry you're an unfuckable piece of shit and you can't get a date, but it's not a bad app, all right? It's not bad for those of us who look okay. And yeah, so there's Tinder. You can go on Tinder, swipe left and right all day. I once saw a girl so ugly on Tinder that I swiped left, and then even though the next girl was hot, I was still in such a mode of rejection that I swiped left on the hot girl too. But it doesn't fucking matter. She wasn't going to be the mother of my children, you know? They don't really, you match, but they're not talking, all right? They're not interested in talking. I don't know what they do want. I think it's just some kind of quantitative ego boost. I don't think it's really about dating, meeting other people, talking poetry over coffee. I don't think any of that shit, that's what it's about. And I don't think it's about random hookups either. I really think it's just about, oh, that made me feel good that like a handsome dude with like his shit together liked me or something. Because like I think a girl's experience is so much different from a guy's. Like, that's the reason they created Bumble, is because girls are getting so much, hey, what are you doing, in their inbox, that they're just like, no. Bumble is the app that lets a girl say hello first. Like, they initiate first contact. Like, you swipe right on the hot girls, just like Tinder or whatever, but you're not allowed to say hello to them. So that really saves us dudes a lot of footwork, right? A lot of like, oh, how do I say hello to this girl? And you read and you say, oh, I see you like tennis. I played tennis once. And you don't fucking, nothing's coming out of that. You're just in a fucking fevered frenzy to like make contact with somebody. It's horrible, man. So I'm not doing it anymore. It's just, it's so horrible and it's just so turbulent. There's nothing, like, You're fucking trying out via text for somebody's attention and objectifying yourself and commodifying yourself. I'm a this. I'm a that. I do this and that. Will that get me fucked? Hey, does it get me fucked if I'm learning a new skill or if I'm into this or I like this kind of music? Will you fuck me if I say that I like Grey's Anatomy? There's nothing, you know. There's really no good ending to that, okay? You can tell the truth, you can tell lies, it doesn't fucking matter in the end. I just don't think there's a positive experience to be had from these things. So I gotta like really, you gotta let it go. You gotta just be comfortable in your own skin, being alone. We're all hurtling towards death, and we gotta face that alone when we get there. Okay, it doesn't matter how many fucking Tinder dates you go on or you meet the person of your dreams or whatever. They're still going to fucking, in the end, if you really love somebody and you really care about them, you got to let them go. Like, that's the right thing to do. If you love somebody, the nicest thing you can do is to just never initiate contact, I think. Because if you're a person like me, you're only going to hurt them anyway. You know, I'm too self-interested. I'm too self-absorbed. It's all about me and like what I want. I have no business being responsible for somebody else's feelings. You know, I'm reckless enough with my own feelings, my own emotions. I fall in love with people who don't want to, you know, who we both agreed that we wouldn't do that in the first place, and I do it anyway, and now it's like, I gotta fucking deal with you. No, I can't be doing that to people. I got no business with these people. Or anybody. I should be alone. That's like the best thing I can do for anybody is just be alone. And just keep writing my hateful chronicle stories and accept that settling down and being in love and planning a future together and budgeting somebody else into my into not just my finances, my time and my life and all that shit. I don't know, man. Why do we try for that? It's that millions of years of evolution. People fucking to create people. That's how I got here. Is because my parents, they just didn't have it within them to be alone and face death on their own. They had to have each other, and then they had to like fuck and create me, and they were so important that there just had to be more of them, and here you are, it's me, the product of people thinking that they're so high on themselves that they had to fuck each other and create a little copy of themselves, like a couple of, like a genetic 3D printer. You know, I'm such a good person. I'm a great guy, and I do so much good for the world. There should be another me. Hey, why don't we fuck and create another us? And here I am. You're welcome. I wonder what my parents would have done if they had, if somebody could have told them, hey, you know that, like, in 2016, that person's going to be hate sec on the internet, right? That they're just going to be fucking making jokes about obscure internet culture, and they're, you know, that's pretty much going to be, like, the end result of their mark on the world is that somebody's going to remember that person as like somebody that told a funny joke once. That's going to be it, right? You realize that, right? That's what you're creating, right? You're creating somebody who's going to be fucking alone and in pain all the time. And they're going to like battle with your anxiety and depression because that's some biological hereditary shit that you're passing down. You realize that that's what you're doing to somebody that doesn't even exist yet, right? Yeah, you know that? Oh, and you're going to do it anyway? How selfless of you. What a nice thing to do to somebody. Bring them into existence. I bet when they get there, you're going to love them too, right? I bet when they come into existence, that's going to fill the spiritual hole in your heart, isn't it? That fucking itch that you can't scratch. Another person. Create another you. Man, Hatesec is really laying it on pretty thick today. The angst. You can't fake that angst. You know what the problem is? I haven't been high in like at least a week. It's starting to get to me, man. I'm starting to get a little dry in the mouth. Starting to get a little bored in my head. Starting to get a little angsty. Holy shit, there's a cop taking radar up there? No fucking way. He's on the bridge, like, taking radar. What is that guy doing? I've never seen him do that before. Taking radar perpendicular, and now he's gonna, like, get on the on-ramp and start fucking chasing people. Man. And it, for what? So he can. All right, we're not gonna go into that. We go into that just because I'm driving down the road. We don't need that. What is that guy doing though? Creeping, man. He's fucking creeping. Nobody wants to see that guy doing that. He's not protecting anybody. It's a clear day. Okay, there's not that many cars on the road. A speeder's not hurting anybody. But that's just so you can. So the department can fucking keep you sitting in your little moving car seat. Okay, we don't need to go into this. We don't need to do this. We're not going to do this. I'm Hate Sec. You listen to Hate Radio. Fucking not feeling it radio. It was too early to call Kilgore. It's too early in the morning, man. I know he's not even awake yet. Okay, the sun's barely even cresting the horizon, all right, and we're doing this podcast. It's a weird, never done a podcast at this hour. I gotta say, it's usually a 1 o'clock in the morning thing, but here we are. He wanted to do one the other day. He was trying to call me up, and where was I? I think I was not even equipped for it. I didn't have my gear on me. I couldn't have done it anyway, so I'm supposed to be, hey, Kilgore is working on one barn burner of a story, okay? And I think he's published the first half of it on Chronicle.su. The second half is coming up pretty soon. Let's see. I'm just sitting here wondering how that guy's radar detector works when there's all this traffic and he's so far away. Oh, we're running out of steam here. Yeah, the Hypermart Part 2 is fucking popping. Okay, I've been reading part of it. The data itself, it seems to be people. Okay, people are data. It's really incredible, this, where Kilgore is taking science fiction in a direction that we haven't seen before. Okay, so be on the lookout for that in the next several days or coming weeks. I'm not sure when he's going to publish it. Pretty darn soon, he said. So I've been trying to burn through this thing and see if I can offer him any edits or anything like that. So far, though, I haven't seen anything that I would change besides the crap that I, as a news writer, would change. Drop a "the" here and there. Drop the word "the." But structurally, who can argue with Kilgore's form, right? He's the preeminent science fiction writer of our generation, and people don't even know it yet. So we've got that to look forward to as that comes out. It's been really good, and he's doing it in sort of vignettes, right? It's kind of what if the Nazis had won the war of the future, and instead of Nazis, it was Walmart / Amazon / whatever the next big data thing is, because Walmart, I think everybody knows, is on its way out, but the thing that moves in to replace it will be even more sinister, and we should be careful to celebrate, maybe not to over-celebrate Walmart's demise, right? Am I just talking out of my ass here? But, I mean, this is coming from the guy that wrote some really nasty shit about Walmart. Hey, that thing I wrote about Walmart, by the way, that I wrote, like, about Walmart, not the Hypermart, but about Walmart, their union... They've got all these labor unions and stuff trying to pop up and force Walmart to pay them a living wage and all that shit, which, got bad news for you guys. It's too little too late, okay? Walmart's suffering. I don't think they're gonna pay those dudes. I think they'd rather go under than fucking pay their people a living wage. I mean, they're on a skeleton crew as it is. So But anyway, yeah, their union posted my story. They like reblogged it or whatever to their entire union, their labor union. So that was cool. That was really flattering. And they left a comment on the chronicle.su saying so. Oh, it is really nice. But I don't think I responded to it because I just can't. I don't get involved in politics. That's just, you know, that's only one degree of separation from these fucking people that strap your feet to cement shoes and throw you into the ocean, all right? So I really got, you know, I got a lot of sympathy for them. We got a lot of love for them, but I don't have it within me even to thank them for their support. Because that's just me, okay? I do my journalism in real life, but I don't consider myself a political person. Everybody wants to, what's your opinion on Black Lives Matter? What do you think about this whole Hillary versus Trump debate? Oh, is it a debate? Is it really? Is that what that is when they stand up there and they don't even look at each other and they're not even talking to each other and they're just reciting their lists of points that don't even speak to each other? Is that a debate? Really? Is that what that is? Is that a debate? I say, you know what? They're the same. I got no opinion. I don't know enough about it. Everyone's like, oh, James is doing the I don't know enough about it to comment on it angle. No, you know what? I'm just not interested in fucking offering my opinion on some shit I don't even know about, okay? I can read endlessly about Black Lives Matter, but at the end of the day, have I read propaganda? Have I read an academic report? I don't know because I'm not doing the research, all right? And I'm not like you guys that fucking pretend like you have all the answers when you don't know shit except what the TV told you, okay? At least I'm not just repeating what CNN told me to think. Oh, and you don't even cite them. You don't even say, oh, well, I heard on Fox News that. No, you say it like you came up with it. You didn't come up with shit, okay? You don't know anything. You know shit except what that fucking TV told you to think. And you're going to walk around and criticize me because I'm not willing to give an opinion on something I don't fucking know about, all right? I don't know about Black Lives Matter. I know shit. Okay, all I know is that it's three fucking words in a hashtag, okay? Beyond that, it's probably like Anonymous, where the government and agent provocateurs have taken the fucking thing over anyway, and it doesn't even mean what it's supposed to mean. Does it, you know, somebody probably said it with good intentions, and now it's this thing on a t-shirt that everybody hates now. So, yeah, I got news for you, okay? It's not the first and the last time that's gonna fucking happen either. The FBI had an informant close enough to Fred Hampton to feed the guy sleeping pills so they could send Chicago police in to murder the motherfucker. Okay, I don't trust anything anymore, okay? And I got more news for you while we're on it. The Black Panther Party is not the Black Panther Party, okay? It's the new Black Panther Party, which the old fags from the original Black Panther Party have disavowed and said that they don't recognize it. It's not the Black Panther Party, okay? It's an extremist group, whose sole purpose is to undermine real black power movements, okay? So I don't want to hear shit about, oh, well, look what the Black Panthers did. That's not the Black Panthers, folks, okay? And that's not Black Lives Matter when they're doing it too, all right? That's not Anonymous when they're doing it too, okay? That's somebody using that word as their vehicle for their own bullshit real-world agenda. And in the end, it's just to make money off of your fucking ignorance, okay? So there you go. Anytime I hear you bring up what you heard on the TV, and I know you heard it on the TV, okay? Because I know what that shit sounds like. That sounds like, oh, well, you know, they're going to have to raise taxes if they're going to get all that health care. Oh, really? Are they? Are they going to have to raise taxes so that we can not get fucked over by insurance companies that drop you the second you get sick? You have to raise taxes to do that? You can't stop dumping tanks in the fucking ocean? Hate sex on a dare! That's my fucking opinions, okay? They're not popular opinions, okay? But maybe if we stop dumping billions of dollars worth of tanks into the ocean every year, we could afford to feed some hungry people. That's all I'm saying, okay? I know it's not a popular opinion. I know you didn't hear it on CNN, so you can't possibly agree with it. That's my fucking opinion. I don't watch TV, all right? I think you're better off not watching TV. Like, you're worse off having watched CNN, a debate on CNN. You're worse off having Even if you think you're watching it objectively and you just want to see what the other side is doing, you're worse off for even looking at Fox News than if you had never watched TV at all. Okay? Because I look around, all right? I talk to black people every day. We get along. We make eye contact. Everything goes well. And we're all in this together. Okay? It's not me versus them. It's not whites versus blacks. I'm cool. They're cool. Everybody's fucking cool. All right? We have lunch together and shit. Everything is cool, man. It's bullshit and they know it and I know it. Everybody knows it. They're not watching TV. I'm not watching TV. We get along famously. Okay? You start listening to that bullshit coming out of the idiot box. Oh, man, I am on my fucking soapbox today. You start listening to that bullshit coming out of TV and you're going to start having TV conversations, okay? And you start making jokes like you're in a sitcom and everybody's uncomfortable, all right? There's no laugh track to your life, okay? This is real fucking life, and we can't allow ourselves to become pawns of this bullshit argument on television, okay? It's not constructive. It's not contributing to a healthier society. I don't believe that is open dialogue. It's not academic, that's for sure. It's not helping anybody, okay? You're only hurting yourself when you even try to engage that shit, all right? We're all in this together. I don't give a fuck what anybody says about brown or black people or the divide or the... I think there is a class war, but I don't think it looks like what the TV wants us to think that it looks like, okay? They want us to not be able to recognize it when we see it, okay? The 1% controls that fucking channel, all of them that you're watching, okay? Read some fucking journals, all right? Read some shit that is so boring you want to tear your fucking eyes out, okay? Because that's where the real information is, all right? It's not entertaining. It's not fun. You know, you're not going to want to do it on a Saturday night, but that's where the real shit is, okay? And if you're not doing that stuff, that's on you, okay? But we don't have time to be sitting around and talking about what old Hillary and Pence have to say, okay? Because they're just looking out for them and their corporations and shit. It's got nothing to do with you and me and the white and the black people around us. That's their shit. The police have way too much power, okay? They can kill black people, they can kill white people. It's about police power, not about police just killing black people. They've got way too much power, and if they can use it on black people indiscriminately, they can use it on anyone they want to indiscriminately, okay? That's just what they want us to think, though, isn't it? That it's about, oh, well, it's the blacks, right? It's the blacks. I don't give a fuck about any of that, okay? I'm not a political person, okay? I have opinions that don't even fit into politics. How am I going to be a political person when nobody listens to me anyway, right? All right, so that's it. That's hate radio for today, and I don't call it dislike radio today, even though we're missing Kilgore. This is not just feeling it radio, because I am full of hate. And I thought that I was going to feel better at the end of this thing. I thought I was going to let off a little steam. And now I'm just all worked up into a fucking frenzy. Okay, now I gotta pull over, maybe drink some water, get a cup of coffee, upload this piece of shit to the internet, and let you guys deal with it now. Okay, because I'm over it. All right? I'm fucking over it. I'm over it all. I'm not doing the internet anymore. I'm not even going to look at... okay, I'm going to stay on the internet. But look, the dating apps and all that shit, that's got to go, okay? That's not helping me. That's not helping them. That's not helping anybody but the people that have my data now. And that's the way I see it. That's the way I see the TV and the internet and Facebook and Instagram. And I don't... Look, there's some of you out there right now that... I don't know if you're listening to this or if you're not listening to this, but... But hate sex really reworking his life over here, okay? And I got no use for this bullshit. I got no use for any of it, all right? And you know who you are, and I'm talking to you now. You know who you are, okay? And where we stand. And I don't mean to use this platform to approach any personal vendettas that I might have, and I'm not talking about who you think I'm talking about, okay? This is not what you think it is, but hate sex reworking his life, okay? And it doesn't include anybody else's bullshit but my own, all right? And I'm looking out for me now. Everybody else, you can all go fuck yourselves, because this is just about me and the rest of the world. Okay, so that's it. Get the fuck out of here. I got nothing else for you. This is Hate Radio, and I fucking mean it. I'm Hate Sec, and I'll see you all next week. And hopefully we'll do it at a normal time when we can have Kilgore, and we can really double down on the hate. Just for you people. Just for you fucking animals that like to listen to this for whatever reason, all right? It's an ugly fucking world out there, and I mean, it's a good world, too. We live in a good world. I mean, things are really good. We're lucky to live in this world, in this society, in this beautiful world, and we have each other. All right, let's not hurt each other. But at the same time, you can all go fuck yourselves. I got no use for you. Okay? Man, why did it have to end like this? We could have just stopped at Pokemon Go. Okay. Okay, look, that's it. I gotta go. It's just gonna keep getting worse if I stay on here, okay? I feel like I can keep, like, trying to dig my way out of this shit, but it's just gonna keep getting worse. So we're gonna end the show right here. We're gonna cut the podcast off, and you guys are gonna just look down at your shoes and say, "What the fuck was he on about? What the hell just happened?" Okay, and I'm gonna hang up, and I'm gonna do the same thing. All right, and I'll see you next week, and that'll have to be that. So that's it. That's the radio show. That's it. This is Hate Radio. I'm Hate Sec. Get the fuck out of my life. Get out of here. Go fuck yourselves. There's going to be a brand new episode of Hate Sec and Hate Radio. It's going to be totally different next week. I promise. I'm going to change. It's going to be different. Okay? I'm going to be a better person. Man, this has been a real insight into just how fractally complex my self-hatred and criticism can be. I'm you know, they say that expression, I'm beside myself. I'm literally beside myself right now. I'm in the passenger seat. I don't know who's driving. This is like as I carried myself towards that girl. I was in the passenger seat for that one. Yeah, but you know, it's sometimes you need to be. Sometimes you need to just step back and look at yourself in the mirror. And that's what old Hate Sec has been doing here lately. So, and I know what you're thinking. You're listening to this and you want to think it's about you. It's not about you, okay? It's about me and my experience of the world. It's got nothing to do with you or anything you might have done, even though a lot of you are fucking animals and you want it to be about you. It's not about you, it's about me. This is Hate Radio. It's not about you, it's about me. Go fuck yourselves. Something for the bride and groom.